We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Our weekly guest, our weekly sit-down with Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing good. Doing good. Trying to blow a storm past us a little bit, but nonetheless, we'll be fine. Eric, David Onyemata, Saints defensive lineman, how's he graded out so far this year?
Oh, that's a great question. They were a little bit better this week. Let me look at him specifically. David Onyemata, he's the highest graded defensive player on the team. So you guys are obviously onto something here. 11 total pressures, 7 stops. Only 183 snaps, so he doesn't have as many snaps as some of the other guys, but so far, very encouraging.
Say that again. He's the highest what?
Graded player.
Graded defender on the team.
Well, that's pretty the proof's in the pudding when you look at number of snaps and how you evaluate it. Now, Eric, I've kind of been discouraged because you have to pick and choose who you're going to pay in the future. Right now, based on where they're at, a lot of Saints fans are not Marcus Williams fans. And then also Sheldon Rankins. He's been kind of up and down. Now we have to wait and see when the season's all said and done because I think there could be a lot of upside with Sheldon Rankins. But a lot of Saints fans, they just look at Marcus Williams the same old, same old. That they're not – now I know Pro Football Focus is kind of – they've been maybe favorable to Marcus Williams, but the Saints fans sure haven't been.
Well, and it sort of shows the, sort of year-to-year fluctuations in coverage. I mean, Williams this year in coverage has given up, 208 yards on just 11, throws into his coverage, two touchdowns, 121 pass rating, he's had 3 penalties. So this year he really hasn't, been that player. I mean, people, he has such an interesting career, right, because he graded, he graded pretty well as a rookie in 2017, but he had that play against Stephon Diggs in Minnesota that really hurt him, obviously.
Right.
He got better in 2018, got better in 2019, and then he's taken a step back this year as the entire secondary sort of has. I expect them to be better. They have 200, so you look at penalty yardage differential. The Saints have given up 300 more penalty yards than the next worst team in the NFL, sort of as an aggregate. So there's a lot there that's sort of like holding them back. That's I think different than the talent there, but you're right. I mean, the hard part is when you want to go to the table with the player in a contract extension, like you want him to be ascending, and it looks like Marcus Williams is at best sort of staying flat.
Now, Eric, with that being said, and staying with the secondary, because it seems like we give up every game one of those big splash plays where it's just like who in the hell is in coverage. A guy just wide open. So what is your take? And obviously when you compare, we decided to bring Malcolm Jenkins in, the quarterback on the back end of the defense. But it seems like we're not better off if we'd have just kept Von Bell. I mean, has Von Bell done anything with Cincinnati or what?
That's the thing is like you expected, a player like Jenkins, a player like, Tyrann Mathieu, for example, has done way more than the sum of one player, with his new team. And you expect that, and you simply haven't gotten it with Jenkins. Von Bell has not graded well Marcus Williams, I said, gave up 210 yards in coverage, 2 touchdowns. Von Bell's given up 230 yards into his coverage and three touchdowns, 140 passer rating. So,
okay.
You might not be missed. You know, the safety who's playing extremely well in Cincinnati is Jesse Bates. And Von Bell is just like kind of, mad. But the one thing is interesting. I sort of thought about you guys today when Eli Apple was cut by the Carolina Panthers. That was another one where he did not play good, did not play well in New York. Saints got kind of a deal with him, leaves in free agency, but he really did play well with the Saints for a decent amount of time. The Saints, I think, to their credit, have thrown numbers at the secondary, and this year it just seems like they're just getting bad cards, from basically everybody, and that includes Malcolm Jenkins, a player who has had a really good career but a really tough start to his second stint with the Saints.
So, Eric, are you saying that the Saints should maybe look into bringing Eli Apple back? The reason why I'm against that because I don't want his mama around. The bottom line, she's too involved. Listen, as a parent, you always want to support your kid, but I don't know if that's never good. That's not a good scenario. I'm glad that your parent is supportive of you, but that should be more off the field, issues dealing with family life instead of like a football. Eli. Okay, you think where Eli was drafted? What, top 10? 10th overall pick with the Giants? I mean, he's almost like a glorified King Crawley right now.
Right. There's baggage that doesn't make a lot of sense. I always think about he was in you guys' division for a long time, but Brent Grimes. Brent Grimes is like, I think, a 9 out of 10 as far as a cornerback on the field, but his wife was always somebody that,
Right. It's a headache.
For support people, it's often better seen, not heard. Unfortunately, I thought it reduced what Brett Grimes ended up being because, there was always the supplementary stuff. So, yeah, that's a good point. When I look at the same, like, at some point in time, right, some of these guys, Lattimore has to play better. P.J. Williams has to play better. Patrick Robinson was a legitimate contributor to a Super Bowl winning team in Philadelphia. He was
right.
A great slot corner. He had an interception for a touchdown in the Super Bowl. He did a pretty good job with Edelman and Amendola in the Super Bowl in the nickel. And, he hasn't done much since he, has been on the Saints a lot, for injury and things. But, the Saints just have too many supposedly good veteran players in the secondary to be playing as poorly as they are.
Now, Eric, when you look at top defensive players, and whenever you achieve an all-pro status, not Pro Bowl, but all-pro, what's up right now with Cam Jordan and DeMario Davis?
Cam Jordan's been grading fine. I think he has the third best grade. He has 20 total pressures. He's only been involved in two sacks, which I think is what people are a little worried about.
Right.
17 stops. I think I've been saying this sort of every week, but I think things will come around for that for him. Usually pressures turn into sacks eventually, right? And we've seen it, sort of forever that you have, players will get 11 sacks 1 year, 7 sacks the next year, and sacks are kind of noisy. But if you're getting pressure, that generally speaking is a decent thing. Now he hasn't been as productive, but I think that they'll come. Especially Marcus Davenport's played well in a limited role. Obviously, Onyemata is the guy you guys just alluded to. I think the pressure, will result in sacks soon. But with Jordan, he has not played as well as he normally is, but I don't think he's been a complete disaster. DeMario Davis is another one where I'm thinking, he's one of the best linebackers in football last year. Now, he's given up a 127 passer rating into his coverage, 5 touchdowns into his coverage this year, which is unheard of. I mean, when you look at his, previous years, it's not been the case. Last year, he only allowed 2 touchdowns in his coverage and had 9 pass breakups. This year, just 1. So he also had 30 pressures last year, and this year he just has 10. So he has not been as productive. But I don't know. I mean, I think part of this is like a lot of, when there's been leakages on the defense, a lot of these good players are having to play, trying to make up for other weaker players on the defense, which just never is a good idea.
Now, Eric, now on a positive note, Alvin Kamara. How last year Michael Thomas was, I don't think you could put him in the MVP category. That's kind of a quarterback award. but Offensive Player of the Year. If he continues to contribute 150-plus yards, total yards from scrimmage, it seems like the Saints continue to win. He has to be in the conversation. Alvin Kamara has been unbelievable for the offense so far this season.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think there's a lot to criticize the Saints for offensively, but the play of their running backs has been really, really good. I mean, Kamara, you know, you're talking about 5 yards a carry, a third of his rushes are for first downs, one out of every seven is a 10-yard gain or more, which is really, really good. And not all of it is coming after contact, which means, you know, the offensive line and the run game is playing well. Latavius Murray is also, you know, I think very underrated as a secondary back and somebody that I think, you know, could start on a number of teams. And I think he's in the perfect position in New Orleans. But then you look at the stuff out of the backfield, right? And, when you're looking at a running back like Kamara who averages 10 yards a catch, like that's like Marshall Faulk was doing that. That's basically it. Everybody else is, 6-7 yards a catch. And it's not like Kamara is a deep threat. He's averaging 9.3 yards per catch after the catch, which means, Breeze is throwing the football to him at the line of scrimmage, and he's got to get yards just to get a positive play. He's forced 14 missed tackles, on pass receptions. That's, again, a really good sign. And Latavius Murray himself is 11 yards after the catch. They're getting a lot from those running backs. And, you hope that, moving forward with Sanders, Thomas, and then they got a little bit from Jared Cook, the other day against Carolina. If they could get those guys going, some of these you're getting reps for secondary guys. Callaway
yes,
I think. And Smith. I think Tre'Quan Smith's always been a guy that as a three could really help this team. And once you get the two bookend wide receivers out there, I think this is a better offense. And Breeze has looked a lot better throwing the football in that intermediate area over the past few weeks. So, I don't know. It's been a really, kind of like pulling teeth sometimes watching the Saints try to throw the ball downfield over the first half of the year. I think in the second half of the year, they might get their sea legs under them.
Now, Eric, obviously, when you're looking at the offensive line, can you run the ball and obviously pass protect? I know, boy, we're running the ball well, that all of a sudden Ryan Ramczyk, he's not in the game. He gets knocked out. Then it seems like we're struggling. And then Teron Armstead, when he's not in the game, then all of a sudden can we protect Drew Brees? Where do you rank Teron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk right now? Because I think we're in the conversation of best duo tackles. I mean, I'm not saying the best, but we're in the conversation.
Oh, I think so. I mean, because Bulaga left. He left Green Bay to go to Los Angeles. So, I thought that was a good tackle group. Ramczyk, in my opinion, is the best right tackle in football. And he took that reign from Mitchell Schwartz this year. Mitchell Schwartz, terrific, pitched a shutout in the Super Bowl against San Francisco. But he's kind of seen his play decline a little bit this year. He's been hurt a little bit. I think Ramczyk is firmly in that number one spot. He's a number one right tackle in all of football. He even grades better in the run game than he does in the pass game.
Right.
And he doesn't give up anything in the pass game really either. So he's a terrific player. And when you look at Armstead, now he's battled injuries, but he's just been a guy, year in and year out that, it's a sort of a perfect left tackle, right? In that, like, he just doesn't give up much. He has only two penalties this year, just six last year. I mean, when you're talking about some of these guys, like Laremy Tunsil is a great blocker, but he gets like 19 penalties a year. Armstead doesn't even have that much over the last 6 or 7 years. So he's not hurting you either, with penalties and things like that. He's not giving up, much pressure. He's given up, seven pressures this entire year and just 24 last year. Like, that's really good when you're in a division. When you look at the division, there's some pretty good players. The Tampa Bay's got two good edge rushers. Carolina's got two young guys that I think can play. And then, Atlanta at times has been good there as well. And Armstead has answered the bell week after week after week, even despite, sort of having injuries here and battling them. So the Saints are in a good position there. I think Breeze does a good job of protecting his linemen
yes.
to some degree, but his linemen are pretty good to begin with.
Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy the games this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.